Captain Johbaru. Johbaru
Okay.
after yoga regularly.
Okay,
I got
that's
the link
good.
from our Doreen.
Okay, fantastic. Yes. Thank you. That's great. Thank you for joining us. So I'm Dusty.
Because, yeah, Marina ji, I know she attends with us.
Okay.
Namaste.
I'm Dusty.
Namaste.
And this is Kay. And Kay and I are co-hosts, co-founder of Laughter at Chapel. We started this in Australia over a year ago. And here I am in Belize now. And Kay is in Brighton. And Chris is our constant support and video guy. So welcome, everyone. We're recording this today. And what we thought was just have a very simple return to the basics. Because I don't know about you, but I have a lot of situations I'd just like to be able to laugh about. Very good to each other, and that's thanking each other for showing up and acknowledging each other. And then we go very good, thanking ourselves and acknowledging ourselves for showing up. So we go very good, very, very good.
Very
and we
good.
Celebrate our divinity. Yay! Hi, Chris. Would you mind to share, please, the screen?
Okay.
We just have three simple slides for today, and then it's just laugh your butt off. Yay!
There we go.
Okay, so this is a back to the basics. And as ever, we're an all-inclusive club, so we welcome people of all levels and all abilities. We welcome people to turn their screens off, to lie down and just listen if they're not well or tired or don't want to be seen. And if people don't feel like laughing, they can just sit there and let our laughter wash over them. So next slide, please, Chris. Okay, Kay. So this is our back to the basics, a review of why we're here.
So I think it's really important to remember that the value that laughter has for us, and it does release our endorphins and their natural chemicals that promote a sense of well-being. Also, laughter decreases our anger. So when we're in a difficult situation or disagreement with another person, seeing the humour can actually help resolve that. And it certainly diffuses our anger and conflict and self-blame. Laughter is also very good for easing distressing emotions. So it counters our feelings of anxiety and sadness, and it helps us release other emotions such as grief. Laughter relaxes and revitalizes us. So along with reducing stress, laughter also increases our energy levels and we can stay focused more easily. Laughter is a great way to change your perspective. It helps us access another point of view. Additionally, we begin to see something in a new and less scary way when we can laugh about it. In addition, humour helps us to take things less seriously. Laughter is just so good at reducing stress. When we laugh and smile, cortisol levels decrease, which is cortisol is the stress hormone, and so it lowers, lower levels are better for our health. So it's really good to have that decreased cortisol level. And laughter brings more joy and fun into our lives.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, next slide, please. So as you know, normally I have everyone check in with them, their bodies, their four bodies of energy. And we usually score ourselves on a score of 1 to 10. But today I want to ask or invite everyone to check in with your four bodies of energy, your complete being, as if you were a house with four rooms. One is physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional. And I invite you to close your eyes and just to think of these four rooms and think of how you're doing and what you need. Think of your needs, what you'd like for these things. And hold those thoughts in your mind, feel them in your body, feel them in your emotions, feel them in your spirit. Your spirit, I like the explanation of spiritual here, where you feel that your ideals are in alignment, you're living your ideals. And when you're ready, just slowly open your eyes, and Chris, we can come out of the slide. Come back to each other. Thank you. So whatever you want, we may not get it all today, but we may get elements or parts of it. But whatever you need and want, without saying it, I'd like to invite you to also offer it up to each other. And as we offer it and give those well wishes and those wants and needs and desires to each other through this laughter, I really believe it's like a boomerang and it comes back. So, ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. 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 Very good. Very good.
Very good.
Yay! Fantastic. So what I would like to do is just invite everybody to come and when you feel led to offer up a laughter exercise, a thought, a laughter exercise, anything you want. It's freestyle today. Tell me your favorite laughter exercise maybe.
I'm going to do who cares.
So, yeah, thanks.
So I've got a lot going on at the moment, and I've got my son will move out in another week. Wow. My daughter's overseas, and you have to laugh at this because it's sort of funny, but it's also bad. But she was in Amsterdam and she was going on a canal ride and she dropped her phone in the canal. And so
I know why you're laughing. Oh no.
So you know, when you're 21 and you lose your phone, it's a disaster. But she's quite resilient and she has a lovely boyfriend who transferred her some money so she could replace the phone. And then she rang me at 4 a.m. to get all the passwords and everything she needed. So, wow. But, like, you know, who cares? She's surviving. My son will survive even though he's about to move out of home. You know, life will go on. So.
Yeah.
This is my, you know, So, you know, things change, but who cares? Let's throw that worry over our shoulder. Let's throw the anxiety about the future may bring over our shoulder. Let's get rid of that worry and anxiety about, you know, my kids who are young adults and just let them know that, you know, they will be fine. So let's throw it away. So, who cares? My daughter dropped her phone in a canal.
Who cares? The sun's moving out. Who cares?
Things will work out. Everything will be okay.
It will, yes. This time, why don't we do okay? Okay.
Okay.
Yay. That's a great one. I love it. It's so good, isn't it, to put it into real things. It's a demarcation. It's going, okay, this is where I put this down for a bit, you know?
Yeah. They will work it out. They're young adults and who cares?
Yeah, you've done your job. You have to also trust that you have prepared them and done your job, you know, and you will be, and you'll continue to. You will. Okay, wonderful. Who's next? Yay, Marina.
Coming back to the basics, I was listening that in Europe they have a very hard heat wave, and I see Dusty doing this. I know she's hot also. So my favorite breathing exercise in laughter yoga is the sprinklers. So we are going to put one hand on your neck, the other one in the front, and we are sprinklers, and we are going to sprinkle Dusty with cold water.
Yay!
But in a given time, my sprinklers goes crazy. And maybe we are those sprinklers that go round and round and go. Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
Love it. Ashwani, what do you have for us?
So I learned one dancing laughter from Alien. It is YMCA.
Okay.
We will do that.
YMCA.
Very good. Yay.
I like that.
Bahut acha. Bahut acha.
Yay.
In Hindi.
Bahut acha. Yay.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Chris.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. He's got, nothing. So just laugh. Lead us in laughing. Nothing laugh. Very good. Yay. Oh, I've got one. The mosquitoes are here unrivaled to anything I've ever seen. And I've been through, you know, Burma, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, and they really have mosquito problems. But over the years, they've learned to fog and spray, and they also have big campaigns to stop spill water. And you get fined if you have a tub of water or old tires in your yard. So, you know, they've really done an excellent job to reduce mosquitoes and infections. Here, they're not quite there yet. So I've been getting a lot of mosquito bites, and to the point that I'm almost allergic to my nose is itching, they're burning. So I've had to become ultra, ultra, ultra on guard all the time. So I'm going to do the... And this is when you feel like screaming and crying and you've got to laugh because it's so bad because you're itching like crazy. And it's so hot. It is so hot. And there's no air con, and it's just 24 hours a day. It's so hot, but it's better than the cold. So I'm going to do it's better than the cold laugh.
Better than the cold.
Better than the cold. Anything's better than the cold.
Better than the cold.
I'm sleeping with a like a hot water bottle, but I filled it with ice with water and put it in the freezer and froze it. So I'm sleeping with it at night till it melts. Works actually help. You get very innovative. But it's beautiful here. It's amazing, actually. And there's a lot of nature. And we're having the lobster festival this weekend. They haven't had it for 2 years, so it's a huge, big thing. And all of a sudden, everyone's really dressed up and got all their dreadlocks going. And people, you're seeing people driving around in golf carts with beer. That's how people get around in golf carts, with beer. The police are out. No one cares. You know, it's just so chill and laid back. So it sort of is a yay. It's just a really yay atmosphere. Everything really slowed down. So I just have to slow down. There's 5 buses a day and you can wait hours for them. And it just is what it is. So I like the sort of it is what it is. It goes along a bit with yours, Keisha. It is what it is. It is what it is. The stores have nothing but speed. It is, but it is what it is. There's not a lot of modern conveniences, but it is what it is. It's amazing. So it's wonderful. Laughter does help. And today I'll tell you a story. I had a really nice experience. I visited 3 homes. We do in-home visits. And I had one woman who had had a stroke and she's in a bed. She can sit in a wheelchair sometimes and she's lost quite a lot of use of one side of her body, as you do sometimes with strokes. And she doesn't have a lot of teeth and she gets very emotional. So she's dysregulated because of the stroke and she starts crying and then she's a bit all over the place and forgetful and just different, you know, a lot going on. And it's very hard for her and she feels a real burden. And her daughter sort of got to her a point where she's finding it a lot. So I sat with her and let her cry and talk and validated her feelings and her emotions. And then she asked me why I do what I do. And I started to talk about what I do. And I talked about strokes and laughter that we did in Thailand and the music therapy. And then I talked about gibberish. And so I started doing it with her, and she just could not stop laughing. It totally transformed her. And we just started laughing. And the caregiver had lost her mother recently, a very close relative, and she's raising two of her kids and her own kids. And now she has an auntie who's unwell too, end of life. So she, all, both of them had so much going on, and we just ended up having this impromptu mini laughter session. And it was so powerful. And I really, so three of the people I see saw today had had strokes or had some kind of debilitating event. And they're older. And I just went, I'm going to develop very simple laughter programs for them with some exercise and some brain exercises too, and just different things that I can do in small 5-minute chunks. And it really, talk about coming back to the basics, it really just meant, oh, this is why I love this, and this is why we do this, and this is why this works. And because there's no resources here. If you want to get to a hospital, it's an hour and a half away, and it's very, very difficult for people. So what do you do when you have next to nothing? But laughter is something we can do, right? So, but I saw the power of gibberish, and then we're talking, and I was talking about how quite often doctors and nurses in the settings I was in Thailand, they would ask me to deliver bad news because I had a connection with the patient, and I'd laugh with them, and they felt comfortable with me, all emotions. And somehow that often, and it's, you know, you wouldn't be allowed to do that anywhere else in the world, but I was often the one that was asked to deliver the bad news because I could sit comfortably with emotion. And she looked at me and she went, I've got a suggestion for you. I've got a solution for when you have to deliver bad news. I said, okay, what is it? And she just broke into gibberish and we both cracked up. It was so funny. So I'd like to do a gibberish session, if that's okay, in honor of how powerful gibberish is. Now I'd like you to think of the four bodies of energy. Think of yourself physically. And whatever it is you needed, start stroking your forehead. Take your fingers like this and just start stroking it across your forehead to release tension into your scalp, around your ears, the back of your neck, wherever you need. Just a little self-soothing. And I want you to think of what you are needing physically. And I invite you to gently laugh and speak gibberish into your body as you massage yourself. Maybe rub your hands and your wrists too. We use our hands and our wrists so much. Something tender. Love. Those beautiful hands. They serve us so well. Okay, mentally. Maybe just massage your temples with your thumbs. Mentally. Think of what you wanted mentally. And thank your brain and your mind and your being for doing all that it does. Look at it as a wonderful friend. And how it actually really does want the best for you. And let out a big sigh of gratitude. Breathe in deep and then sigh. Wonderful. Now, spiritually, maybe put your hands to your heart. Maybe one on your heart and one on your belly, because they say the belly is the seat of the spirit. And just breathe right into your belly. And into your heart. And slowly release with a gentle laugh. Knowing that all will be well and all is well. And you are where you're supposed to be right now. And even if it doesn't feel like it, it can be a stepping stone to wherever you need to be or go or do or achieve. But once your heart's in alignment, the rest follows. Just give a little rub, a self-soothing massage of these areas. Okay, the last one is emotion. Maybe put your hands in front of your heart. And thank yourself for your emotions, because they're wonderful signals. They tell us so much, the good, the bad, the ugly, what's frightening us, what's making us angry, what's making us happy, what's making us bored, nervous, anxious. It's also showing us where we can have joy. What is it you want for your emotions? Maybe you want them calm and steady. Maybe you want them wild and free. Maybe you want to listen to them more. Slowly open your eyes. Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm a complete being, even when it doesn't feel like it. I invite you to say that after me. I'm a complete being, even when it doesn't feel like it.
Even when it doesn't feel like it.
Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, I'm a complete being. You're a complete being.
You're a complete being.
Even when you don't feel like it.
Even when you don't feel like it.
Maybe even more so when you don't feel like it.
More so when you don't feel like it.
Because that's really being human, right? Very good. Very good. Yay. Let's just do some gentle laughter. And laugh that laugh into every room of your house of being. Ha 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 Very good.
Good.
Very good. Yay. So we start off with our all-time hands up breathing laughter exercise. So as you know, we count up for five. You can just follow me, so you don't even need to count. So we breathe in for five, hold for five, breathe out for five. I invite you to relax your jaw before we start. Relax your shoulders. Just make sure that you're not holding tension in your jaws, shoulders, hips, back, arms. Yeah, Marina, just sort of shake it, touch it. Just shake it out, loosen it up. Fantastic. Okay, now let's raise our left hand, take our right pointer finger, and we're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our nose. And I invite you to also relax your tongue in the bottom of your mouth. Last one. This time, yawn it out. Oh. Oh. Breathe in and yawn out again. Oh. Very good. Very good. Yay. And my favorite all-time exercise, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. As we give love and kindness and laughter, we're ready also to receive it. Take it in. Hold it tight. Become love and laughter. Give yourself a clap. Give each other a clap. Yay. Good job. Very good. Very good. Yay. Hey. Thank you, everyone. That was marvelous. I don't know about you, but I really needed that.
Yeah.
Any feedback there? Any responses? Any thoughts?
I've missed it because it's been a couple of months. So it's been lovely to join it again. It's been a while.
It's great to see you here. Also, it's true, isn't it? And sometimes it takes energy and you wonder, oh, an effort, you know, Friday night for us here, and I've had a long day and it's hot and I was riding in the sun on my bike and it's like, oh. And but then you do it and you go, oh, why don't I do this more? Right. But I think also you have to take it where you're at. And that's why I wanted it more gentle today. Mm. Yeah, just because it's been pretty intense, I think, for some of us. So, you know.
And when you're working with the people with stroke, the other thing is singing. Apparently, lots of people who can't speak can actually sing. So,
yes. Yes, I think, and that's why we did it with music therapy and we combined it.
Mm.
And it said from their teens into early 20s, whatever that music was popular at that time, that's what they'll remember the most and that's what stays the most. It's phenomenal. It really is. Except if I started singing, they might have another stroke, so maybe we won't do it.
No,
but I have, what I have done in some cases is I've played songs on my phone for people. And, you know, that's also really helpful. Thank you. You're welcome, Ashwani, and thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. Sometimes lovely to meet you, Ashwani.
Thank you.
Yes, please. We hope to see you again. Usually our programs are a lot more science-backed, research, theme-based, you know, with a lot less. I really liked last session, actually. I really, really liked the last session. I think that's one of the best we ever did on movement. And even we laughed. We actually felt the laughter in our bodies instead of not, because I think we don't feel it. And it was really interesting, everyone's reaction, actually. It was quite a good program. But yeah, nice to go back to the basics. Okay, Marina, you have anything, any thoughts?
No, I'm just glad I came, because sometimes you have to keep it simple, you know? We have a word, KISS, keep it simple. Smile, and sometimes you only have to do that. You have to find something to laugh with or about with in your environment, and keep it simple. Just laugh, just smile, and that brings the energy back. Sometimes we have our energy like stuck, and we have to do like open space for us, for ourselves. Yeah. So it was great, Dusty. Thank you. Keep it simple.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we return to the basics. I think too, because we have so many clubs and we get so many invites to so many programs, and then they become so thematic and different styles, and that's all good. But it can also even get a bit overloading at times.
Yes. Yes.
You know, or you feel you should attend to support other people, and that's nice, but you can't always do it either. And so that's good. But I really appreciate that everyone came today. I really do. Chris, do you have anything for us?
Nope.
How about cookies and milk?
I have the milk and I had a waffle. So.
He had a waffle.
missed breakfast.
He didn't eat all day. He's got low blood sugar.
Okay. So it's good. It's good because how you said, there are a lot of types of laughter clubs, and then sometimes you find yourself not doing the laughter yoga original, you know, and sometimes they get so complicated that you don't know what you're doing. So remembering the basis is good.
Yeah, it is. It's good, especially when you've done it a long time. I saw that today, particularly working with people who really, you had to strip it right back to the very basics and not even explain why you were doing anything. Just do it, you know, just laugh and spontaneous without ho-ho, just laugh. And it's really interesting. You probably all notice this. The moment you say you do therapeutic laughter or you do laughter yoga or you're, you know, a laughter ambassador, people just laugh right away.
Mm-hmm.
They just do. They go, like, do you see how great it is? I don't even need to do anything. You're already laughing. It happens every time almost. I mean, it's just amazing. It's almost like you give people permission to laugh. We forget. All right. Well, Chris, do you want to turn the video off then?
Okay. Recording off.
All right, everyone. I love you.